work with these camels day in, day out, right throughout the winter, so from April to early October. And the two animals that were shot last week aren't the sort of camel that you can just sort of buy off the shelf. Certainly you can get wild camels for a couple of $100 from, you know, Central Australia and train them for the purpose. And these camels were once wild and have been trained to do what we do. And as people who work with animals would appreciate, you know, a good stock horse or a good working dog, a good sheep dog, it takes a long time to fine-tune their abilities to work with them. And camels are no different. To be able to carry one of these camels could carry up to 10 jerry cans of water. Now, that's in weight equivalent to a 44-gallon drum's worth of water. And to be able to do that up and down sand dunes to balance that load takes a number of years, and every year we integrate young camels into the string, and they learn from each other. They watch each other to see what to do, and it's very much a working arrangement we have. As you can imagine, with an animal this big, you know, weighing up to 3/4 of a ton, it's not about breaking in the animal. It's about having a working arrangement and working together. You do develop a very close relationship, and as they do with you, they come to depend on you for their well-being, of course, and they do tend to treat myself and my colleagues as part of their mob. They were domesticated pack animals sitting in a paddock. The entire mob were hooshed, as we say, were sitting down in the paddock behind a fence, only about 80 metres from the road. So there was no mistaking that they were domesticated. They certainly weren't wild camels, and I'd be hard-pressed, I'd imagine, to find anyone in the area who would consider that there'd be wild camels walking along the Murray River. So this was not a case of moving targets here. This was quite deliberate.
And no mistake of what you were shooting at, you would assume?
It would be impossible to mistake this, you know, obviously for a kangaroo or anything else.
Well, that incident aside, Andrew, obviously the work generally that you do with these animals is quite unusual. What is the nature of your business?
Well, I manage a not-for-profit organisation, a registered environmental organisation called Australian Desert Expeditions. And we work with scientists and universities, national organisations and government land management authorities in Central Australia throughout the winter. The difference with us is that we conduct our surveys on foot. So we walk to these remote areas using the pack camels to carry all our supplies and equipment. And we'll spend anything from 5 days up to a month in by and large areas that haven't been surveyed before and are inaccessible to normal means. So, you know, they can't be reached by four-wheel drive or indeed shouldn't be reached by four-wheel drive. And of course, the value of walking and using the pack camels is that you see everything. It's all underfoot. You know, the desert will reveal its entire story to you. And it's an ideal way to conduct surveys, whether it be bird watching or botanical surveys. The last couple of years, of course, with the impact of all this rain and the floods, there's been an absolute, incredible explosion of life out, particularly in the Simpson Desert. So the surveys we're doing are multitask. They're quite varied, and the camels are an integral part of that. We've now involved the public so they can join these treks and expeditions and work alongside the ecologists. And particularly the land management authorities, private and government, are realising that to get into these remote areas where, by and large, they haven't been before, there is a demand to see exactly what's going on out there.
I suppose it's pretty rewarding work.
Oh, it certainly is for myself and my colleagues. There are 17 or 18 people who work in the business during the year. It's extremely rewarding to be able to learn and discover what's happening out in these remote parts of Australia that by and large have been almost forgotten about. You know, it's very hard to get to these places, and we find that walking is the best way to do it.
Do you find anything exciting or anything, discover anything?
Oh, we certainly do. Look, since 2007, we've been working on megafauna, which is the fossils from the extinct animals from anything around about 50,000 years ago in the Simpson Desert. Also, some archaeological sites. We've been working with some Indigenous landowners in the Northern Territory, cataloguing and indeed discovering some more rock art in a couple of sites up there. So, look, there's a tremendous amount yet to be documented and discovered. To think that you can still walk in areas of the country where not many white fellas have been is quite an amazing thing.